Parker Pathway listeners. We're moving into another arena of awareness, and wanted to bring up the fact in the this hour that I'm working into it slowly. Don't want to shock anybody, but, you know, we do have lobbyists out there that are at work trying to figure out ways to keep us all confused. And I was quite interested in the lobbyist. I believe his name was Eberhardt. And it was quite interesting, and how over the years there was a lot of money exchanged for development, you know, sweatshops and overseas, and how there was a lot of Russian money that flowed in to Congress, the various people to vote for certain things. All that that I presented to the Parker Pathway listeners in the past hour was influenced, at least on the rough, 60% by multi-millions of dollars of lobby money that went to countries, politicians, people in the United Nations to have the Leviathanian concept maintained for the profit motives of the various countries that make up really core countries of the decision process for the future strategies for world domination. And we'll go into that in a little more in this particular hour. So what turns out to be a simple matter is not a simple matter at all. The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of states need to be changed in such a way that there isn't the simplification of how money is spent. Because as far as Congress is concerned, when the Senate passes bills, they assume it's done, like the Water Resource Development Act, Senate Bill 728, the House Act, House of Representatives 2864. There's $12 billion in those two bills. And the best I could do is breaking it down, you'll cover hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of those bills. Very little of that goes to protecting the infrastructure, which is water and our food and the port infrastructures and the dams. Because my whole contention at the very beginning was always to have alternate engineering technologies at the headwater to solve many of the problems and try to have the problems solved on an engineering way at the headwater, so that we wouldn't have chemicals in our water, that we wouldn't have chemicals in our foods, in an uncontrolled way. Now, the $12 billion of these two bills, I would estimate just roughly $1.6 billion will be actually spent on building the infrastructure for trying to develop new ways to what's called navigate the waters. The rest of the money goes to where the lobbyists wanted it to go to. And we'll take some calls after the break.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Pathway listeners, this is Dr. Wynn, and we're having what are called a coffee session here, and in terms of the whole global concept of obesity and decision-making and intellectual property of China and the rest of it, and I hope that I explaining the best way possible something that you know in your mind, but you just have to have somebody remind you about it. Support RBN any chance you got, and in terms of this, there are very few places on this earth that you're going to get this kind of information. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And as far as supporting RBN is concerned, you have your little donation spot there when you bring up www.rbnlive.com. And then you can do PayPal. And we can get into how brave we all are to be able to take along a few things with us that helps us along through the day to give us a little more confidence. Speaking of confidence, I brought this up before about Splenda as a sweetener. It's in food, and it's made from chlorine. It has a chlorine phosphate set up, and you add that with let's say you're drinking water that has a lot of disinfectant byproducts, and of course bottled water has about 50% disinfection byproducts. There are about 1,500 of them known in the water right now. You're going to have a little bit of a thymus suspicions there that where your thymus gland is necessary for your immune system is going to shrink a little bit. It's not going to happen for all of you, but it'll happen about close to 40% of you. And there is a study that I wanted to bring up that we're not all supposed to talk about because no one has got any conclusive results yet, and that's fair. But it's a retrospective birth study. It's being done on about 40 million people in England. And it's also the chlorine and the combination of the various amines is already verifying what was known in 1998 when the Ninth Circuit Court that I discussed on Kathleen Lee's versus the EPA concerning pesticides in the food, that they could just go ahead and do it because there wasn't that much of a toxic effect. But the studies I've seen go from 1985, a little bit even beyond that, and the congenital abnormalities occur in the same organs in each case, the heart and the abdomen and the urinary tract, the neural tubes and the embryological development, and increase the cleft palates. There's a piece of data floating around that has some basic validity around from 1996 to now. There's been an increase of obesity of about 50% across the board, and a lot of folks they seem to miss that little bit of a little blind spot in there. That a lot of the aspects of the chemistry of the body are controlled by the fat cell, and if you have bromides, dimethylbromides, which you do in the drinking water, then you're going to increase the function of two molecules that are in the fat cell. One is called PPAR gamma, and the other is PPAR alpha. They're fat sensors, and they regulate whether the fat's going to store or burn any kind of cell. It's not a question of calories. It's a question of the inside the nuclear receptor of that cell, where this war is going on, where the new industries are going on, where the whole process of this is going on. I have always been incensed from the time about 3 years ago when I discovered from research that and reviewing research that apolipoprotein A was increased in males and destroyed the sperm. And the EPA has insistently discussed this and said, there's no way, that's old data, we don't want to talk about it, don't tell anybody about it, you know, the whole thing. But the whole process here is that the fat cell itself in the human body is a whole series of enzymes and hormones. And it's a biological molecule. It's insoluble in water, but it's soluble in organic solids. Which brings us to a very interesting kind of diet, which was given to me and was shown to me by a very helpful person. It was in Woman's World. It's in October 10th issue. So this is the 6th, so this is way ahead of ourselves. It's called A Slimation of the New Water Cure. And the title of it is Learn How to Drink Away 45 Pounds or More. And there are lots of tips. They show a nice-looking lady who claims that she's lost 40 pounds. And you got, you know, I have to believe her until I know better, you know. And then there's a little lady called Marcy Lost 45 Pounds, a Texas realtor. Marcy Johnson hit the internet for diet help and discovered water. The more I drink, the less I ate, she says. Down 45 pounds. She helped daughter Josie lose big two. Now, the whole process of this is that water itself, of course, is, has got all of these intricate chemistries in it. And no matter what anyone says, that they have their processes and their chemistries that they talk about that they want to have as the best in the West. If you have the various chemicals in that water, your fat cell is tricking itself to figure out ways what you see as weight loss is actually a chemical process that is going on with these two genetic molecules that are fat sensors. Now, the PPAR causes the cell to store fat, but the PPAR gene molecule gamma causes the cells to metabolize and burn fat. Well, any nitrogen base or disinfectant byproduct is going to inhibit PPAR gamma, which is why you have reproductive problems and generally malformations of real-world tissues in terms of what are called right now, because we can't really discuss it, it's called miscarriages that are uncertain in statistical data under the present research. So what we have here is another way that we have to figure out how we can change the gene environment to determine and measure it. Now, the Celebrity Genome Project, which is $10 million for 100 people, had decoded their whole gene structure in 10 days. Of course, to do that, you'd have multi-million dollars worth of instruments and processes to do that. The only thing here is that if your gene structure within the particular cells give a new signal, which is one of the processes of bioaccumulation I've been talking about, then what you're doing is metabolizing the trihalomethanes, which are in the water, that are creating your own toxins. Not the toxins that were out there when you were doing the water cure, they call it, in the Woman's Daily. Now, I agree with one statement. One statement in the article, it says, when dehydrated, our body systems, including metabolism, become up to 50 times less efficient. I totally agree with that. That's biochemistry of takes in the concept of electrolyte balances, which I've talked about, and the rest of it that goes with it, which I've covered in other shows and I'll cover in the future. It's a very serious issue. To bring this back to the Supreme Court rulings on the Clean Water Act, they have said, well, it's on an individual basis how people are tested for various effects from the water. And their decisions are really based upon the giving the Congress's Clean Water Authority Restoration Act, H.R. 1356, an option to clarify the definition of medical terms concerning how water is used in the body. Now, how do you have an input to that? And we'll I'm back on the break. After the break, on the other side of it, we're going to discuss another awareness about this.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. and do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Hello, Parker Pathway listeners. I believe we have Eric in California. Eric,
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, Eric Schein?
Yes.
Oh, good. How are you?
Not bad, Dr. Parker. How are you?
Good.
Well, you're bringing up a lot of different topics, and, you know, not just the water and health and nutrition, but the Supreme Court spending. And one of the things that I keyed in on was what's been going on for a long time in the administration. It's not just under this administration, President Bush, but it's under Clinton and others. It's been going on for quite some time. Is that they're trying to remove any and all accountability and go to a quote-unquote off-the-shelf type procurement to where there is no, I guess for want of a better way of saying it or using a term that many people are more familiar with, apportionment of your tax dollars to be spent on a specific project. They're just taking it from the general fund. They're putting it back into the general fund. They're using things like block funding. And even Colin Powell, a lot of people think that Colin Powell was a good egg somehow. But when you really look into his career and some of the things that he advocated for, he went before Congress and was actually advocating for block funding, which is basically saying, hey, give us a mission like the Navy or DOD, give us a bunch of money, and we'll figure out how to spend it. And what's happened is that our government has just gone out of control. I mean, you can see it's one reason why we're in Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, soon to be Iran, it appears. I heard yesterday on the radio, I think there's 190 countries in the world, and we have military forces in 130.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think this other word that they've been using now for about 4 years that they snuck under the rug, I call it, is called partnering. And this partnership concept of with the block funding tied in with the third layer, I call it, which is to do outsourcing contracts with other countries to do the jobs that should be done here in America. In other words, they're selling off America.
Right, by Americans. I mean,
by Americans, yeah. Yeah,
and I even heard in a previous show they were talking about the I don't think it was your show. They were talking about the change of flags and everything that's going on. They're carrying on, and that's why I bring it up. I know, you know, you focus on certain topics, but you also bring in and try to make people aware that what you're talking about on nutrition, health, and water, I mean, you have a pretty broad background yourself. But all of this, even the issues of privatization and the theft of public trust, you can see the theft of water in South American countries to where some of these large multinational or international corporations have come in, and they've not only privatized the water, but they've even outlawed it for locals to collect rainwater.
That's right. That's in Venezuela right now.
Right.
They're doing that in Venezuela.
And I think they'd also done it in Argentina, too.
They've done it in Argentina. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Eric. And by the way, they've gone the other way to, quote, legalize it in such a way when the dictator came up here in the United Nations and went and visited, you know, they worked around to try to see President Bush and all that good stuff. They had in their briefcase the concept of putting a clause in the United Nations to legalize what they're doing down there,
right?
And I'm telling you, the public, it should be like in a movie, a Frankenstein movie, you know, where the people come out with the pitchforks and they were all upset with Dr. Frankenstein because he created a monster that they thought killed some of their villagers. That's
right.
The same scenario in the brain cells that we should be looking at. That's where I'm heading with this. This is why all this, you're absolutely right, you've picked up on exactly what my goal is to show real world. This is no joke. The thing is that it's all in one pot. And I think the problem that we have in the educational system is based on the idea that we forgot where the academy came from. The academy had all subjects as one. And so when the culture started to develop, they started to divide subjects into various things. A biologist didn't talk to an engineer. The engineer didn't talk to somebody else that was in criminology, for instance, and the rest of it. And so, you know what I'm saying?
Now you bring up a very important topic, which is compartmentalization, which has been used, and they've even studied it, like on the Manhattan Project,
mm-hmm.
where they had enormous, literally cities of people. And all the people were told, look, you can't talk to anybody else about what you do on your job.
Right, yeah.
You can't communicate, even though they'd be working next to each other.
That's right, yeah.
And this was as much not only a creation of a nuclear weapon, but it was also a study that was carried out upon the American people. And these programs of compartmentalization have been broadened into society to such a degree to try to isolate people. I mean, even our mass transit system is set up that way. It's one reason why everybody is driving a vehicle.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question that ties into this. I have an opinion, but I will respect your opinion on this. You have the Six Sigma, which is the concept of the development of the what it's called sourcing of information and departmental concepts in corporations today. Well, that is dividing and decompartmentalizing. I mean, don't you think that it might be good for production, but it might be bad for the development of our country?
Well, you know where that came from, too, General Electric.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
They were a big proponent of
Six Sigma. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hello, Parker Pathway listeners, and I'm glad to be back. We haven't had a thunderstorm, so we're in good shape. Just real quick before I get to Rita in Colorado, for Eric, I'm probably not the only one that's mentioning about the changing of flags. Those flags are important, and when you see these symbols that are coming up for the New World Order concept, it's not conspiratorial at all. The public should really understand where we're coming from. We're trying to promote this concept of getting another awareness so that we can have some input to do something about this. Is Rita from Colorado still out there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Rita. Hello.
Okay, yeah.
How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you? Did you get my email?
I've gotten many, many, many. If you're the Rita from Colorado.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. True. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got some more issues about that, but I wanted to stay on topic about what you were talking about. It was really good on the Libithion.
Oh, you know, yes. Yeah, you see, I'm exposing something there.
And, you know, what I think about is, like, if you take a piece of paper and you draw a circle, and then you draw a circle right next to that circle,
mm-hmm.
where the two circles come together, you have the common ground. This is called the Vesica Pisces, part of the sacred geometry.
Yes.
And so what the Libithian model wants to do is it wants to keep expanding out that common ground, making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And they think because they are part of that world and they understand complexity and chaos, that they can make that expand so much that they can make the Libithian world. But what really happens... And I've been to Holland and France, and where the New World Order probably said, "Well, these are going to be easy places. You know, these places are liberal. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they make a place so liberal that they become conservative.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how far does that common ground keep spreading until it comes back to sacred geometry. And I think that they have really underestimated human nature.
I agree with you, Rita, because it's been my contention from a long time ago when people really started to come at me when I was presenting things to Congress, and I was talking about how I had three references of work that had been done on Chinese hamsters that was done in 1965, and it was done with chloramine, and it showed that the neurotoxicity of the nerve cell of the brain of the Chinese hamster was changed, and also how it affects the sperm counts of human males, and how it later, 4 years later, it affected abortions in North Carolina of the wives of Marines. And when I presented this whole concept, they said, well, people are not that smart to figure that out. Now, I'm not going to say who that senator told me that in front of camera, but one day I will. Well, what I exposed was the beginning of the movie version of the X-Files, which was called Nothing Important Happened Today. And on the first scene, it shows two people at a bar. And one guy is doing anything, and he's saying he's getting a drink, and he puts it, and the bartender's going to put an ice cube in his whiskey. And he says, no, I'm not going to take any of that water, and sort of thing. Well, like, this guy is portrayed in that film as the EPA director. Make a long story short, he knows about the conspiracy that changed in the script, that changed the neurological impulses of females so they'll accept eggs that are implanted from extraterrestrials. That's a two-part show, and that was their theme, you know, to pick up on the research to write their movie script. But the point is that the EPA director was killed because of what he knew. And he was placed in a tank, and there was a Lacey Lawless type woman who was one of these water people, and she was able to take the water and be in the tank and take the chloramine under the water. But I read some of the stuff that it was never declassified, and concerning this, and when I saw my 10 minutes of for your eyes only type thing, and I realized this is exactly what you, Rita, are talking about. You take those net, they're called net charts. You know how this goes. You've got the circles and the overlap, that overlap you're talking about. You are right. You're so right. They are assuming that people are just not sharp enough to pick up on the fact once they get it explained to them.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right, and but they need that catalyst. You know, I don't want to build myself up too much, but I mean that was my role when I went to The Hague, where the UN is, and I closed the National Bank of Holland. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But another way to look at that is they want to work in an interfaith model. You know, if you look at the Common Ground, you can say, okay, they've got to do all their research from the interfaith model. But
you're right.
People want to live in the multi-faith model, and they need to get back to that.
Yes.
And it just happens.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely absolutely right. And the other thing, too, that is going on here is that I see is that where we are on this is that there are some people who are saying, well, the nations are really no longer nations. It's like the United States of America is no longer the United States of America. We are now a continent.
Yeah, well, that's what they have to say, because that's or else they're traitors, you know.
Yeah, right.
But when people can subvert the process any time along the line, and it happens all at once.
Yeah, and that's why that interface model is based that you're bringing up is totally correct in terms of, I see, where if you take and place your health and your body and your ownership concept in there in such a way, you are no longer part of the multi-face model.
Right.
And the thing comes down to the fact that the last Parker Pathway show I did last week was a expose of the consent form in hospitals. And this is the gatekeeper form that you have to sign in order to be in a hospital, be looked at, and have your admission sheet filled out and the rest of it. But in many parts of the world, the consent form has now been what I call United Nationized. This is a phrase, a semantic phrase. The fact that you now are part of their property.
Yeah.
See, and doing it, and this is creeping in now in the insurance company forms and the rest of it. You can see that you no longer own your tissue cells. You no longer own the sperm cells or the rest of it that goes with it. And it's like tissue that's taken from surgery and turns for a biopsy for future research. You don't have any rights as to how that's being use or what the research results are going to be. That'll be part of the record.
Right. Well, but that goes away when we have faith. You know, the only people who lose in that whole system are interfaith marriages. And when you think about it, you know, what is an interfaith marriage anyway? You know, if you're not going to be the same faith, why are you getting married? And if there are faiths and there are people that belong to that, you know, don't look for the cure, for the solution inside the common ground. The solution comes from outside. What about these squeezed out people over here? You know,
because that's
what you're doing. You're making the common ground so much that there aren't these people, and we need those people, because that, you know, if you get rid of those people, then we don't have that faith anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, interesting.
When you know, we look at Christianity, or you look at Native Americans and the Sundance Walkers, and you know, all of the people that have this role, you know, and then we walk through, we do the walk of life, and we come through this kind of understanding that our tribe comes to understand with us, you see?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Sundance Walker, of course, is what I call the eight steps to another spirituality. That's what I see it as. You know, it's like the separation of doing sweats. Men do one sweat, women do the other sweat.
Yeah.
In the American Indian culture. You brought up the very core of what I see as the interfaith marriage concept that you're bringing up. What I see, and I don't have the proper way to say it, but I am amazed at the reaction that I get when I bring out that a lot of the designs and symbols on the new flags and the concept are all from the Bible.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, when you think about, when you really understand Native American history, and then you read Revelations, I mean, you want to understand Revelations, talk to some Native Americans.
Oh, absolutely. We talk to a few Hopi, and you really get a world view, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Rita, it's really been great talking with you for sure, and I want to make sure that you keep in touch. I want to apologize for the fact that I'm not up to technological speed as everybody else is. There are three reasons for that. One, I'm trying to keep from being found, only because I'm so busy, you know, and I think, but I'm responding to everyone. But soon, I'm going to have a website with Parker Pathways website, which is going to cover seven major disciplines and have interaction on that, so that there will be formats for the future Parker Pathway shows. Number three, the reason I don't have a website is because I got tired of the government coming in and trying to take the references off of the libraries. I know that's a terrible accusation to make, but it's real. I mean, you could go along and you start developing... for instance, the Iowa study for osteoporosis in females, 1,029 females that they got chlorine and chloramine in their body, 60% deaths and that was taken off. The 300 references gone. You can't find any of it. And so I just got, I said, there's no way I'm going to have people who, with their worldview in some government agency, taking these references off. So I'm going to hold down and then put this together and then have my own website and do it in a different way. What do you think of what I just said? That's real world. I know it sounds terrible on air, but it's a reality. And we'll go to, I think we have another caller, but I'm not sure. I'll let, thanks for calling, Rita. I really appreciate it. What?
Hello?
Mark? Hello, Mark?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. I knew there was somebody out there that was on there we were chasing out. You know, I think that's why we had the dead space. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Wynn. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I've got bits and pieces of your show last Friday. It was great. Back in Michigan, we're you know, energetically manipulating the molecules of hydrogen and everything in water and then re-imprinting different frequencies into it and finding great success in a lot of different areas with it. And I know you were starting to get into some of that on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. They're creating new chips.
Oh, yeah. Well, and water as a liquid crystal has the ability to stack it with many memories or many frequencies. And people just don't grasp that concept, but water can make all the difference for a biological organism.
That's right. That's why I am very high on it for what's called computational chemistry, for the development of designing chemical molecules to be used for the future drugs.
Right. Well, basically, you're doing homeopathy in a sense when you're programming water.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Yeah. I consider that the new medicine with gene therapy.
Right. Well, even using it to reprogram the hydrogen in the DNA, the hydrogen in stem cells, all that, so that stem cells can be taken from an individual, cleared of their memory, and then reprogrammed with the frequency or the memory of the organs they're trying to rebuild, reintroduced into that organ so that the body won't reject it because those stem cells were from that body.
That's exactly right. That's the work that I'm involved with in as a lifelong venture. I think I even read part of one of my own disclosure documents from a patent that I've got concerning this. Because which, by the way, the reason I did that is because I have to be quoted forever. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know, but it also puts the engineering out there. You've said something that is a critical thing about DNA, I feel. See, this once the Parker Pathway listeners grasp that water is really a model of DNA.
Right.
You have found what I call, quote, the fountain of youth.
Yep. It all comes down to the programmability of water and having the minerals as a base to hold the negative charge and hold the programming, because, you know, a lot of minerals as crystals can hold
mm-hmm.
programming and frequencies also. And it really is the fountain of youth when you combine the two.
That's right. And if there's anyone out in the Parker Pathway listeners that are involved with a product that includes minerals in water as a sponsor, I would listen to you to see if I would want to sponsor it, and we can work on a symbiotic relationship some way, because I feel that we have to take this to a whole new level for real.
Okay,
Mark.
Well, I've got the sponsors, so give me an email or an after-hours number where I can contact you, and I'll show you what you need.
Okay. By the way, I'll give you the email right now. It's K-W-A-T-I.
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 Okay.
At sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
And we'll work from there.
Okay, great.
Okay,
well,
Mark?
We really appreciate your show back here, and I was so excited, even though I wasn't picking it all up, I was getting bits and pieces last Friday. I said, wow, somebody else that really gets it.
I really appreciate you calling, and call again. And I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Oh, Parker Pathway listeners. I want to jump over the track just for a minute and bring up something that is a great piece of debate all around in psychiatry and medicine and the rest of it. And I call it, that connects with these confidence building kinds of acts that I want to put in constitutions of states and have you put them in. I want this national movement that we have a grand jury of science and technology and medical protocol to make decisions about bureaucrats and re-examine their decisions to see if the harm that they cause, if any, to millions of people, which is what's going on right now. And we've discussed that. But I call this the biology of hope. And the concept here is that this mind-body connection has been kicked around for a long time and has been really considered scientifically in disrepute. But I feel strongly that there is a chemistry of hope, which is in the body. I was always moved by the reference that I'm going to give you by Norman Cousins. It was in Norman. The reference is Cousins in December 23, 1976, and it's an anatomy of an illness as perceived by the patient. It appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, at volume 295, pages 1458 to 1463. Classic piece of work where he talks about laughter and other things of changing the brain chemistry. Brain chemistry has advanced a lot in terms of the studies of endomorphins and enkeptolins in the brain. And there's another reference that I want to give you, listeners, is in Science, Volume 299, page 1240. The principal researcher's name is Zubieta, Z-U-B-I-E-T-A. And this is about the gene structure of opiates in the brain and how it changes the neurotransmitter responses for healing. The other reference is Science... Volume 295, pages 1737 to 1740. The principal investigator is Petrovic, P-E-T-R-O-V-I-C-P, year 2002. And this has to do with the placebo effect, where you image a shared neural network in your brain to develop confidence, and how the brain neural systems rewire themselves. And of course there is the work which always comes up with the placebo effect, and that's in Scientific American, volume 278, page 90 to 95, by William Brown. Take a look at these, and we will tie them in to the confidence building legalities of the change of the Constitution of states in the United States of America to become a real Parker Pathway warrior. I appreciate all of you listening. Stay well and stay healthy, and I can't mean it any more than that. I'll look for you again and get a copy of the other Parker Pathways, share them with your friends, and we can develop a good network of communication with each other that can make a difference. Stay healthy.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.